Look at the questions. Then listen to the first segment. Now you will hear the first segment.
A green wall, also known as the living wall, is a wall that's completely covered with vegetation, such as plants, grass, even fruits and vegetables. Green walls can introduce gardens to urban areas, and they've been appearing with greater frequency throughout the world. Canadian botanist Yves Blanc originated the concept. Today, Larry Kane speaks to him about his work.
What goes into making a green wall?
First, you cover a wall with a lightweight growing medium, usually a combination of organic and inorganic materials like perlite, peat moss, and fertilizers. Then you need a supporting structure to hold it all together. Finally, you install an irrigation and drainage system that allows water to circulate through the structure. The irrigation is key. With some plants, you can simply apply a layer of felt over the irrigation pipes, and the plants will grow fine.
Are there any specific plants that grow better than others?
We like hydrophilic plants. These are plants that have adapted to living in aquatic or partially aquatic environments. They don't require soil. These include ferns, lilies, and philodendrons. Beyond that, we choose plants based on the environment. Will the wall be indoors or out? Will it be exposed to sunlight or shade? Obviously, a plant that thrives on an outdoor wall in Spain won't work on an indoor wall in Toronto. We choose plants that would thrive in given conditions, and then we plant them vertically.
What's the most challenging wall you've ever built?
Probably the City Centre Tower in Melbourne, Australia. We covered a 160-metre-tall wall with vegetation. It took about 400 plants, and I'm happy to say we used mostly native species. A building that tall requires a really strong structure to keep the plants from being blown off by the wind. We ended up building a metal grill the height of the entire building just to secure the plants.
What are the advantages of a vertical garden versus a horizontal one?
The thing about a vertical wall is it's like a shop window. You can see all the plants at once. With a horizontal garden, some plants are hidden behind others. A vertical wall provides a better aesthetic. It can be a fantastic focal point for a courtyard or interior wall. You can also use green walls when you have space constraints. Perhaps you want greenery but don't have enough square footage for a horizontal garden. Finally, of course, there are the health benefits associated with gardens. They provide increased oxygen to the environment and promote psychological well-being.
Why do you think vertical gardens have become so popular?
More than half of humanity now lives in cities where space is limited. So vertical gardens can be like an oasis in the middle of an urban landscape. I think people are also becoming increasingly concerned about things like climate change and deforestation. Green walls evoke the outdoors and reinforce our connection to the natural world. As our cities continue to expand, we need methods to include green spaces wherever we can.
Now you will hear the segment again.
A green wall, also known as the living wall, is a wall that's completely covered with vegetation, such as plants, grass, even fruits and vegetables. Green walls can introduce gardens to urban areas, and they've been appearing with greater frequency throughout the world. Canadian botanist Yves Blanc originated the concept. Today, Larry Kane speaks to him about his work.
What goes into making a green wall?
First, you cover a wall with a lightweight growing medium. Usually a combination of organic and inorganic materials, like perlite, peat moss, and fertilizers. Then you need a supporting structure to hold it all together. Finally, you install an irrigation and drainage system that allows water to circulate through the structure. The irrigation is key. With some plants, you can simply apply a layer of felt over the irrigation pipes, and the plants will grow fine.
Are there any specific plants that grow better than others?
We like hydrophilic plants. These are plants that have adapted to living in aquatic or partially aquatic environments. They don't require soil. These include ferns, lilies, and philodendrons. Beyond that, we choose plants based on the environment. Will the wall be indoors or out? Will it be exposed to sunlight or shade? Obviously, a plant that thrives on an outdoor wall in Spain won't work on an indoor wall in Toronto. We choose plants that would thrive in given conditions, and then we plant them vertically.
What's the most challenging wall you've ever built?
Probably the city center tower in Melbourne, Australia. We covered a 160-meter tall wall with vegetation. It took about 400 plants, and I'm happy to say we used mostly native species. A building that tall requires a really strong structure to keep the plants from being blown off by the wind. We ended up building a metal grill the height of the entire building just to secure the plants.
What are the advantages of a vertical garden versus a horizontal one?
The thing about a vertical wall is it's like a shop window. You can see all the plants at once. With a horizontal garden, some plants are hidden behind others. A vertical wall provides a better aesthetic. It can be a fantastic focal point for a courtyard or interior wall. You can also use green walls when you have space constraints. Perhaps you want greenery but don't have enough square footage for a horizontal garden. Finally, of course, there are the health benefits associated with gardens. They provide increased oxygen to the environment and promote psychological well-being.
Why do you think vertical gardens have become so popular?
More than half of humanity now lives in cities where space is limited. So vertical gardens can be like an oasis in the middle of an urban landscape. I think people are also becoming increasingly concerned about things like climate change and deforestation. Green walls evoke the outdoors and reinforce our connection to the natural world. As our cities continue to expand, we need methods to include green spaces wherever we can.